Investors are finding out this week how corporate America is doing financially. Second quarter earnings are being reported by Microsoft, Intel, and IBM, the leaders of the battered technology sector. However, banking is holding up surprisingly well. Two big banks, Bank of America and Citigroup, reported second quarter earnings that beat expectations. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
Unlike technology companies, banks have been fairly well protected from recent economic turbulence. DRI WEFA principal economist Cynthia Lotta says six interest rate cuts by the Federal Reserve since the beginning of the year have helped banks, even if they haven't lifted the overall economy. How come? Banks can borrow money more cheaply while in many cases keeping rates, including credit card rates, high for their customers.
Some banks are going to take hits on loans that they made into the high-tech sector over the last few years, but they're in a very strong capital position and will be able to bear those loans without it really jeopardizing their ability to keep lending when the economy picks up.
And Lotta says further boosting bank profits is the fact many are paying out less interest to their customers who have deposits.
Banks have been cutting interest rates on NOW accounts and on savings deposits and on time deposits. All those rates have come down, and banks acquire a lot of their funds in the short-term market, and those rates have come down.
But a weaker economy is also causing some problems for financial services companies. Standard & Poor's, a credit rating service, this week announced a downward revision in its outlook for the three major investment banks, Goldman Sachs, Merrill Lynch, and Morgan Stanley. Investment banks are different from commercial banks in that they handle things like IPOs and funding for corporate mergers and acquisitions. So far, so good for the commercial banks, but they could find themselves in trouble if the economy were to deteriorate much further. Again, Cynthia Lotta.
If people aren't able to pay off their credit card bills, they're paying interest and possibly also some late charges if they're having problems making payments, and that will kick up the earnings in the short term. But if the economy remains sluggish, then longer term, of course, it could result in more bankruptcies and write-offs.
Citigroup says its second quarter earnings rose from $3.3 billion to almost $3.8 billion for the latest quarter. Bank of America earned roughly $2 billion in the quarter, beating expectations. Also reporting earnings was Bank of New York, which says its second quarter profits were up 8%. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.